crisis to which the cardinals are addressing themselves in Rome is the latest in a series of crises of confidence in our core institutions.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
Bill Clinton shook public trust in the integrity of presidents, a trust long since undermined by political and campaign fund scandals. The Enron scandal has exploded the assumption of regularity in financial institutions. Now, the spreading stain of sexual abuse by priests unchecked for years by prelates has shaken the faith of believers in faith itself. As parishioners recoil in horror, donations drop off, and lawsuits proliferate, the hierarchy seems at least as concerned with safeguarding the church as addressing the need for reform in doctrine and discipline. Some of the defensive rhetoric one hears sounds familiar from older settings. New York's Cardinal Egan, in a letter he didn't himself read in Mass, said that mistakes may have been made about the prompt removal of priests and assistance to their victims. That use of the passive voice took me back to President Reagan, who said in his 1987 State of the Union address that serious mistakes were made in selling missiles to Iran. More recently, one heard a lot of mistakes were made from Enron and Arthur Anderson. Over the weekend, Pope John Paul told bishops to diligently investigate accusations against those who break their vows of celibacy. The Pope also said that behavior which might create scandal must be carefully avoided. That makes the revelation of child abuse seem more harmful than the act itself. It remains to be seen whether the cardinals can go beyond their preoccupation with the preservation of the church and address the issue of systemic reform that will restore the faith of believers, or once believers. This is Daniel Shore.
Thank you.